It's the beginning of the Western Alaska Interdisciplinary Science Conference. But before everyone gets down to work, organizer Katie Basil asks them to stop and
think about resilience and abundance in Western Alaska. What does that look like?
Basil, with the Alaska Sea Grant, which organized the conference, says it's hard not to get bogged down by the difficult issues the region is facing. Many of those problems are informing research presented this week. Salmon fisheries in decline, permafrost erosion, and the devastation of ex-typhoon Halong. Basil says this gathering is also an opportunity to imagine what things could lead to a better future.
What conversations can we have this week that will connect us to a narrative of abundance and resilience?
The conference is in its 18th year, and it rotates between Western Alaska communities. Bridging Indigenous knowledge with Western science took center stage at the conference. Joanne Slatz is the mayor of Napakiak. She spoke about growing up in the village.
The package to stay frozen, we had to dig a hole on the ground. The permafrost was about 2 feet.
Today, Slatz says stronger fall storms, including October's ex-typhoon Halong, have been a new piece of the village's relationship with its environment.
90% of the homes experienced water getting into their homes.
Nicole Herman Mercer with the U.S. Geological Survey presented a project that couples collecting interviews with locals and climate data surrounding extreme weather events in YK Delta communities.
So we set out to develop finer scale climate data coupled with community narratives to create storylines of change.
Organizers said a record-breaking 160 people registered to participate at the conference this year. In Bethel, I'm Samantha Watson.